Well, folks, good morning to you. Wednesday, the 3rd of February, and it's hard to believe that, we're thankful that we've entered a new month, but thank you this morning for tuning in. I don't know what word, if one word, dare I say, this morning, one word were you were to use that would describe your life today, what would that word be? Could it be the word thankful? Could it be the word generous? Could it be the word content, in that you have become, got to that place of content with what you have in life, or content with your lot in life, content with all you have in life, thankful for what you have in life, generous with what God has given you in life? I'm not sure what word you would associate with your life, your lot in life. But whenever David asked me what I share in these morning devotionals, I was given some thought to what I would say, and on my way home from Ballymena, travelling the car, I was thinking, what would I talk about and what would we share just for a few moments on this Wednesday morning as we would begin this new day together? And then as I got out of the car and I sort of looked around me and seen how fortunate I am and how good, how generous, how kind, how patient, how loving, how long-suffering that God has been with me and with us as a couple. One word that comes to my mind, and I'm sure it's the same word that comes to your mind as you think about how good and how patient, how long-suffering, and how kind God has been to you as an individual or as a couple or as a family. And it's the word blessed. We are truly blessed. And yet often that we look at what we have, what, dare I say, what we have accumulated in life, where we will gladly acknowledge it's not because, for some of us anyway, it's not because of cunning business skills. We haven't accumulated these things because simply it's something that we've inherited from someone else. But when we look at the things around us, the things that we can handle, the things that we can touch, the things that we can see, it is undoubtedly with hearts filled with thankfulness to our Heavenly Father that He has been, that we have been blessed by Him with these things. He is, as the Bible says in James 1, the giver of good gifts. The giver of good gifts. But is that really what being blessed is all about? You know, I was walking back into the house the other night and giving this, again thinking this over and thinking over, what does it really mean to be blessed? Is it all about the things that we can see, all about the things we can handle? Well, I believe to be blessed is far more than the temporal. Yes, I know we are blessed with the temporal things, but being blessed by God is far more than, dare I say, far more based upon, it's not just based upon the money I have in the bank or the home that I live in, or the car that I drive, or the clothes that I wear, or the job that I have. And yet all these things are truly a blessing from the Lord. The psalmist says in Psalm 32, and it's with these two verses I just want to leave with you for our short devotional this morning. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. 310 times within the scriptures you come across this word blessed. I looked up on Google this morning, or on Monday morning, dare I say, in preparation for today, what does blessed mean? What does it mean to be blessed? And under it simply says these words, it means a favour or gift bestowed by God. To be blessed by God is to experience His favour, and at the same time to acknowledge that God is the source of every blessing in our lives. Years ago, even before I was married, I was presented with a Bible I'd never had before. It was called the Amplified Bible. And what it simply does, it takes words and it amplifies them. It helps you to understand them. And it helps you, like it gives one word, the meaning in the original word, like, for example, the word blessed, and then it gives you alternative words to help you appreciate what that word blessed means. I looked up this on Monday morning, the word Psalm 32, these two verses, and this is what it reads. This is how it reads in that particular translation. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is he who has forgiveness of his transgressions continually exercised upon him, whose sin is covered. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. So when, folks, we are blessed by God, we are a people who ought to be happy in him, a people who ought to be, and also a people who ought to be envied by others. Why? Because our sin, all our sin, has been blotted out, forgiven, gone, never to be held against us again. Our debt has been paid in full. And on this Wednesday morning, as we consider this wee devotional, we are a blessed people. John Phillips writes in his commentary on the Psalms, he said, David begins this psalm with the beatitude, his sin is forgiven, it is covered, it is no longer imputed, it is forgiven, which literally means to be taken up and carried away. The burden has been lifted, just as Bunyan's Pilgrim, in the great writer of by John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress, just as Bunyan's Pilgrim came at length with his back-breaking load of sin to the cross, and suddenly he felt the burden roll away, so David's burden was lifted and carried away. Folks, dare I say, child of God this morning, we awake to a new day, a new dawn, with this wonderful, truthful fact. We are blessed. Blessed surely in that we have received temporal blessings from God, things that we can handle, things that we can touch, things that we associate as being ours, even though we know that we're only stewards of those things, which is the fulfillment of James 1:17 about the gifts given from God. But we are blessed this day to know on this new morning that our sins, though they be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. Though they be terrible, though they be shameful, and rebellious acts against God, he, through his Son, has forgiven us, and we are blessed. There's a commentary in my study here behind me, in the bookshelf, and it's titled, the commentary is entitled, "What John Ritchie, by What the Bible Teaches." The writer of the commentary is a man called J. Flanagan. He said the writer of Psalm 32, he writes these words, "The writer of Psalm 32, King David's sin had been great. Yet Jehovah's forgiveness was accordingly and necessarily equally great. And in this, David rejoices." Well, I have to be honest with you, when I read that on Monday morning in preparation for this wee devotional, I thought to myself, well, I agree with that, but I must admit I would have to add to that. Although I would say these words, although David's sin was great, the mercy of God, the grace of God, the long suffering of God, the patience of God was exceedingly far greater in that he forgives even me. I trust this morning that you'll take this little thought into this day and let it bless your soul as you and I are blessed of God in that our sins are not just blotted out, but as far as the east is from the west, he has removed them. Have a lovely day, and thank you for tuning in.